When you're buying a property, it's important to know if it's leasehold or freehold, as your responsibilities are different for each one. When you buy a freehold property, you own the land as well as the building itself, and you are responsible for both of them. When you buy a leasehold property, you don't own the land your property is built on. This belongs to the freeholder, your landlord, and you own a lease to live in the property for a set length of time. This could be anything from 99 to 999 years. When the lease comes to an end, in theory, you have to hand the property back to the landlord. In practice, most leases are extended before this happens. Almost all flats are sold on a leasehold basis, but some new build houses have also been sold as leasehold by property developers, and there are a number of historical leasehold houses, often Victorian terraces in areas such as Sheffield, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. When you own a leasehold property, you will have to pay certain charges. The first of these is ground rent, which is payable in most cases. It's usually not very much. There may also be a service charge, management fee and buildings insurance, which are usually for flats and less likely to apply if the property is a house. These may be payable to the landlord, an agent who acts for them, a management company or their agent. When you own a freehold property, you won't have to pay these charges, although this means you will have to arrange your own buildings insurance. Also, with leasehold properties, there are usually stricter rules imposed by the landlord as to what you can, and more importantly can't, do at the property, such as whether you can let out the property or make alterations. These may not be allowed at all, or you might have to get permission from the landlord. If you have any questions about freehold and leasehold properties, please give us a call. Thanks for listening.